When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Welcome into Critical Thinking. It is Friday, August 5th, year of our Lord 2022, a Would You Rather Friday. We're going to also dip into the fryer and, of course, play the bee or not the bee here today. I'm Andrew Coppins. He is Pat Oney. Thank you so much for taking the journey through critical thinking with us. Now, on Fridays, we kind of go a little light and not so deep divey like we do on Thursdays and all that stuff throughout the rest of this week. So up front, we're going to play Would You Rather. Very, very simple. We each give each other a scenario, and we have to discuss which one we would rather do, or which thing we would rather think, or whatever. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with that. Before we get into it, though, do not forget, rumble.com/criticalthinking, and you can watch us every single day there. Subscribe, make sure you rumble, give us a plus on that, and then, of course, you can listen wherever you have your podcasts. And if we're not on your favorite podcasting platform of choice, let us know. We can easily add it. All right. That all out of the way. Pat, are you ready? A brand new Would You Rather Friday. Are you ready?
Well, considering we haven't been able to play this in a couple of weeks, I'm ready.
All right. So I've got a couple of them because I think these won't be long, super long discussions. So I've got a couple in mind. Hopefully you do as well. All right. So my very first one, would you rather listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talk economics or get eaten alive by a bear?
Dude, one of those makes me want to pull my eyes out. The other one, I die, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the other one makes me want to do something. Not that I would do it, but the other one, I'm pretty much screwed. So I guess I have to go listening to AOC talk about economics.
Why?
Dude, bear gonna kill me. Actually, now that I think about it. I might want the bear to kill me listening to her talk about economics.
That's the conundrum, right? Would you rather listen to AOC talk economics or just get mauled by a bear and get dead in like 2.2 seconds? It's a really tough conundrum because listening to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speak on economics is kind of like Chinese water torture.
It's a slow, painful death.
Right. So would I take the slow, painful death or the instantaneous mauling of a bear?
But hold on a minute, though. Just because you get mauled by a bear does not mean it is not a slow, painful death. It could very well be a slow, painful death still.
True, true, true. Now, I don't know about you, but I've seen a couple of stories over the past couple of weeks that kind of led me to this question, because there have been reports of horrific maulings by bears. One of them is insane. So there was a couple who had been biking from, I think, somewhere in Northern California towards either Idaho or Montana. I can't remember exactly where they stopped, but they met up with another couple along the way, and they decided to camp. And they camped outdoors, obviously. They didn't go glamping. And they thought they had shooed a bear away earlier that night. So the bear usually, if that happens, goes away, right? Nope, not so much.
No.
Bear came back and they'd be dead. Awful story. There's another story, though, in which an individual decided to camp while somebody else was in a cottage. I will say this. Play stupid games, get stupid prizes. She was invited into the cottage because of the sighting of bears in that area.
Uh-huh.
She chose not to do so. She ended up 300 yards away, mauled. So play stupid games, win stupid prizes, people. Memo to yourselves. If you have the opportunity to do a cabin or camping in the woods and you know that there's a wild bear sighting, take the freaking shelter. Also, stop being morons and leaving food around you. Stop it. If you're going to go camping like that, stop being stupid. That's my PSA. Pat, do you want my second one right away, or do you want to go?
No, I can do one.
Okay.
This probably won't take very long either. Would you rather, if we could live in an alternative universe, would you rather live in a more Star Trek-like universe or a more Star Wars-like universe?
Ooh. Now, are we talking Star Wars universe of the first three movies or the last three movies?
See, I didn't break it down that far.
Because if it is the last three movies, I might go Star Trek.
I was thinking of general.
Yeah, I would rather, generally speaking, though, I would much, much, much prefer Star Wars over Star Trek.
Even though you're at war half the time in Star Wars?
Yes. I hate Star Trek. Cannot stand it. It is terrible, horrible, awful TV. Awful. It is just unwatchable for me.
Captain Picard would be very disappointed in you.
Don't care. Nanu, Nanu.
That's Spock. That's the original.
I know.
Yeah.
I cannot do Star Trek. Sorry to the Trekkies out there. It is awful.
Okay, what about the movies that were with like Chris Pine?
I never watched Star Trek movies. I can't stand Star Trek, the show, why would I watch the movies?
Well, the movies actually were actually pretty good.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not happening. No way. No how. It's just that simple. But more importantly, I find the Star Wars universe to be much, much more fascinating. You got Ewoks, Wookiees, you got...
You lead out with Ewoks? That's like one of the biggest mistakes of the Star Wars universe.
Chomp, chomp. But, you know, you got the Wookiees, you got the Ewoks, you got Stormtroopers, you got the power of the Jedi Force, and, you know, may the Force be with you, all that wonderful goodness. You've got all things science fiction in there, but also you have great cantinas, Pat. Fantastic people watching or creature watching. And you get to go from planet to planet to planet, just like you kind of do in Star Trek. But without all the just horrible acting. I choose the world of Star Wars over Star Trek any day of the week.
Fair enough.
What about you?
Do you even need to ask me this question?
Star Wars.
Oh, of course. Everything in Star Wars is cooler. The technology is cooler. The Force is cooler. I mean, you have lightsabers.
Right.
It's cooler. Period.
Yeah, Yoda. Like
there is. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yoda alone makes it cooler. But Star Trek, I mean, if you stop and think about like the whole premise of Star Trek and like their prime directive and all this sort of stuff that they and they're like their lifestyles within the show.
Yeah.
Tell me it wasn't woke before woke really was a thing.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, the making characters, how shall we say this, look or sound rather liking the same sex. You know what I mean? Like, they hint at all of this sort of stuff, and it was ridiculous. And that's not even looking through the prism of today's societal viewpoint on shows. That's
right.
I'm just watching the show. Go, oh, come, no.
Well, see, I'm referring to like the original series with Leonard Nimoy and
Bill Shatner.
Bill Shatner, and then even with Patrick Stewart in Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what they're describing in those shows is there's a wokeness to it that before we even really had wokeness that we know today. Mm-hmm. Like it describes a lot of that actually, if you pay attention to it. So, but no, Star Wars is just cooler, period.
Oh, 1000%. Yeah. 1000%. All right. So I have another would you rather in mind. Would you rather root for Michigan or vote for Joe Biden in 2024?
You bastard. Oh, you son of a.
If you root for Michigan, you don't vote for Joe Biden. But then if you vote for Joe Biden, you don't root for Michigan, Pat.
I hate you. I hate you so much right now. So. Do you realize both of those things violate me to my core?
Yeah, yes, I do.
You son of a bitch. or is my wife, because my wife has this like new favorite phrase, punk ass bitch.
I don't want to know what happened at your house for her to call you a punk ass bitch, Pat.
Here's the thing. I don't even know. She picked it up somewhere. And it's just like one of those random things.
Oh,
I can't believe I'm actually gonna say this. I can't believe. I'd rather root for Canada. I'd rather, and here's why. This was the selling point for me. Jim Harbaugh's been really good on pro-life issues.
Yeah, I mean,
some respect.
He has stood up to the mob that is the University of Michigan. By the way, Pat, did you know this about the University of Michigan? It was not founded as a public institution. It was founded as a Christian college.
Oh, I didn't know that. How far they have fallen. Yeah, the thing is like the University of Michigan's going to let him get away with it because he beat Ohio State last year.
And they're going to owe him an ass ton of money if they don't.
Had he not beaten Ohio State last year, he wouldn't be there right now, I don't think.
That is probably true in and of itself, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I would definitely root for Michigan over to voting for Joe Biden because it's country first, man. And I cannot emphasize enough that, and I'll put this out there right now, if Joe Biden is running in 2024, it isn't even a question of was he a good president or not. It is, or like, did you like this policy or he's going to promise this versus the other person? It is simple as, we must do what is right for the country. And voting for Joe Biden ain't right for the country, man. It is dangerous for this country to continue with that man in the presidency. At what? By the time he leaves office, if it were to be 2024, so it would be 2025. Yeah, he'll be almost 90 years old, people. No.
Wait, he's that old? In 2025, he's going to be pushing 90?
Well, I mean, so he'll be closer to 90 than he will to be 80, right? Because he's, what, 79 right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Let's find out for sure here. This thing called the Google machine works pretty well. Yeah, so he's 79, so 79. He will be 80 next year, 81.
No, he's going to be 80 this year.
So he'll be 80 this year. So, right. Yeah. So 81 in 2023. So he'll be 82 years old in 2024. So he'll be 83 in his first year of his second term. So that means he'll have to go through until he's 87 years old, folks.
That's not okay.
That is not good for this country. It is just that simple. I honestly believe that voting for anybody who's over the age of 70 is
a bad idea.
Stupid.
I don't think he lives through a second term.
And it's not even that. What I mean by not voting for Joe Biden is about doing what's right for the country. It's also doing what's right for him. I would put it that way. More than like doing what's right for the country. Joe Biden should be nowhere near the presidency because of his mental issues, because he likely has early onset or some form of Parkinson's disease or something neurological like
something,
that.
Something, yeah, something's going on there.
Something clearly is not healthy and right with him. And we need the grifters to get away. We need the people who are pulling the strings of the marionette that is Joe Biden to have those strings cut. And he needs to be able to live the rest of his life with some dignity. And what they're doing to him is wrong. On that level alone, I would argue getting him out of office is important. So, yeah, I would choose rooting for Michigan.
All right, I got one for you.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be drafted and play your entire NFL career for the Minnesota Vikings or the Chicago Bears?
Oh, 1,000% the Chicago Bears. 1,000%.
Why? Aren't they more your arch nemesis than the Vikings?
See, what people miss about that rivalry is that, yes, we hate the Bears. We don't like the Bears, but we hate the Vikings. Hate the Vikings. Let's just put it this way. When your fans are so drunken and unruly that you kill a cop for breaking up a fight, you can go to hell. I have never had a good experience sitting around a Vikings fan at any point in time. The organization is basically, let's take the Packers' leftovers and attempt to win. I hate their stadium.
Yep.
But more importantly, while there's this rivalry between the two, right, between the Bears and the Packers, I always put it this way to friends that maybe don't understand the rivalries. It is as simple as this. Packer fans and Bears fans will trade barbs, buy each other a beer in the stands. Packer fans and Vikings fans, there ain't no beer buying between the two of them. And then I will also put it this way. The Green Bay Packers don't exist without the Chicago Bears. As much of a rival that they are, the reality is that the Bears and Halas had a big hand in keeping us alive in the 1930s. Hmm. They did a lot to make sure that the Green Bay Packers stayed afloat. So I think there's also a healthy respect between those two rivals. There ain't no respect between the Vikings and Packers, just none. I don't respect anything about that organization. Nothing.
Fair enough. I wonder if the better question would have been to ask, if you can't play for the Wisconsin Badgers, would you rather play for Iowa or would you rather play for the Golden Gophers?
Oh.
I think that would have been the better question.
So are we talking about just in general or we have to play under the current head coach?
In general.
Okay. Because if it was a choice between Kirk Ferentz and PJ Fleck, I'm taking Kirk Ferentz every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I would do that too. I wouldn't blame you there.
Oh, man. As much as this would pain me, I would have to choose the Gophers. I can't do it with Iowa. I grew up in Wisconsin rooting for the Wisconsin Badgers. I went to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
My hatred level is tuned up to 10 when it comes to Hawkeyes. So,
but if you had to pick today, you would actually pick Iowa over Minnesota because of the coach?
Yeah, I.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just put it this way. What you see of PJ Fleck and what you hear of PJ Fleck is only part of the story. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Sure.
You know, there are a lot of things that have happened behind the scenes that likely don't ever get out. And I find him to be an absolute snake oil salesman. Absolute snake oil salesman. I don't find him to be genuine in any way, shape, or form. Let's just put it that way.
Whereas Kirk Ferentz actually has he's a pretty good coach, and you know he's pretty much salt of the earth type guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say Kirk Ferentz over almost anybody, with the exception of Paul Christ. Just knowing him personally as well, Paul Christ is an amazing human being. Outside of liking the Badgers or not, when you get to know these people on an individual level, having covered them, having done all the things that I've done. He's just a really good man. Same with Kirk Ferentz. I would say the same thing with James Franklin. I think James Franklin is actually a really good man. He is a hard-nosed coach, and he can be abrasive. That doesn't mean that he's not good.
Ryan Day seems to be a pretty good guy too. I know I'm biased.
I don't know anything about Ryan Day personally or whatever, because I kind of stopped covering the broader Big Ten before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Now Urban Meyer has always for me been in the PJ Fleck snake oil salesman type category.
I liked him having been
to multiple Big Ten championship games and having chances to sit one on one or 30 on one in Big Ten media days. You get a vibe, right, from all of these people, and not a fun vibe. Let's just put it that way. Like, you know, I would also put Tom Allen in that other category.
Okay. I was about to mention
in a good category. Mm-hmm. I'd put Mel Tucker in that category as well.
Fitzpatrick.
You mean Fitzgerald?
Oh yeah, Fitzgerald. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He is who he is, and he means it. Bielema's in the snake oil salesman category for me. I'll just leave it at that.
Jim Harbaugh is just odd.
He's odd, very odd.
But he's a
good dude. Mm-hmm. You know, I could tell you a really funny story too. So I was at the very first of the Big Ten media days that moved from their original Chicago downtown hotel to the mm-hmm. McCormick Center, which is a massive, it's where they house the Chicago Auto Show. And so it's a massive like entertainment hall and, you know, convention center, if you will. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're there, it's connected to a hotel. We're there, we're just kind of hanging out. And, a buddy of mine, from Michigan, who was covering the Spartans at the time, he had a hotel room there. So before we went to dinner and we were going to hang out and all this other stuff, he's like, yeah, why don't you come up to the room, and that way you don't have to, you know, mill around outside or whatever. So we go to get into the elevator, and there he is. There's Mark D'Antonio, the head coach of the Spartans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy covers the Spartans. And they start striking up a conversation, and he's like, oh, you know, you're with so-and-so? I was like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we start chit-chatting back and forth a little bit, and he's like, oh, you're friends with this guy. And he's like, I don't know if I would do that, kind of joking around or whatever. I ended up getting invited to their team media meal that night.
Like, how about that?
Yeah, and chopping it up with these guys and getting to know off the record, you know, who these people are. It was a fantastic experience, because he definitely comes across as a gruff, kind of in that aloof Urban Meyer way when he's talking to the media, right? He doesn't suffer stupid well. Let's just put it that way.
Sure.
And if you've ever listened to a press conference, you would know stupid exists in the media, because it's like, half the time I have sat through a media day, a session, and just gone, you have got to be shitting me. You just asked that question. I literally lost years of my life listening to stupid questions from stupid reporters. And then, it's interesting to be in that position to smell that stuff out, right? Because you really do get to see how they interact with people on a human level when the camera's not on, and versus what they are when the camera is on. And it's very interesting to see who gets to sell it and who actually lives it, right? It was an interesting position to be in, right? To really kind of get to know these guys like that. So that's why I would choose Iowa current edition versus Minnesota current edition. But generally speaking, I'd rather pick Minnesota because the culture of Minnesota is closer to the culture of Wisconsin. The food, the traditions, and all that sort of stuff. They're more closely related. But I would pick living in Iowa over living in Minnesota. I'll tell you that much.
You actually lived in Iowa.
Yeah. Yep. And it is a fantastic place to live, by the way. It is absolutely fantastic.
I've only been there once many, many years ago, but yeah.
Yeah, there's so many cool things about Iowa that people don't realize. I think that was an interesting would you rather. On that note, though, Pat, are you ready to give me a headline? Because it is the final B or not the B of the week.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, on that note, hit me with a headline, please. At least once.
Biden declares monkeypox a national health emergency despite the fact there's one weird trick to easily avoid it. Biden declares monkeypox a national health emergency despite the fact that there's one weird trick to easily avoid it. Is this the bee or not the bee? That is the question. While you're thinking about the Andrew Coppins, folks, it's Friday. It's the weekend. You know what that means? You might need a pick-me-up to get you into the weekend. Mm. So you got to do is go to American Pride Roasters and find your favorite flavor of coffee today. For Andrew, one of his favorites is the Brawl Hamilton. It's a blueberry flavor. It makes your house smell like a donut shop, if you will. Also, they have coffee drops and things like that. So if you're into that kind of thing as well, definitely check those out. But they've got all sorts of great flavors over there. I would recommend, if you haven't had them before, buy a few different flavors and see what you like the most. But go to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Support a small local business today. Go to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Biden declares monkeypox a national health emergency despite the fact that there's one weird trick to easily avoid it. Is this the B or not the B? Andrew Coppins, your answer, please.
Oh, so this is a tough one because I could see this being written both ways, but I do know that this is true. So I'm going to go with the B or I'm going to go with the not the B.com. I'm going to go not the B on this one.
Are you sure?
100% sure. Because didn't he declare a national emergency when it came
he did.
Yeah.
But you know what the bat one bee likes to do.
Right. But I also know that not the bee would also do this. Because there is one. Oh, I see what you're thinking there. Yeah, I'm going to go with not the bee, though. Because it is true.
Okay. Well, you would be correct, sir. I'm glad you stayed with your instincts. This is not the bee. I can see it now. Biden being trotted out several weeks into the crisis, near invisible strings dragging his semi-conscious body to a podium. The man turns to the cameras, his feeble eyes struggling to read 300-point font on the teleprompter 2 feet away. Folks, we need to get to the bottom of what is causing this new crisis, he says, trying to procure a tear from tear ducts and stopped working sometimes in Michael Jackson's prime. As he mumbles, there is a bravado in spades. We, he says, will overcome this dire crisis in America after a brief explanation of why he'll need more money and power to get the job done. He looked at his note card and that says, "You exit the room." Then reiterate how amazing he is before settling out his 20-foot quest to the nearest door. And what is this dire emergency that requires more emergency declarations? The emergency powers to reserve for the most emergent of emergencies, monkeypox. The Biden administration on Thursday declared monkeypox a public health emergency, which causes a with cases on the rise across the U.S. The announcement came during a briefing with the Department of Health and Human Services. The administration has been criticized at times for handling the outbreak and have called the government to declare a national emergency without delay. Yes, this is a very serious emergency. After all, the clown squad at CNN that wrote the article wants us to know that anyone can get the dreaded virus. Monkeypox can infect anyone. Mm-hmm. I sense a butt coming. But.
Double entendre.
But. The majority of the cases of the U.S. outbreak have been among men who have had sex with men, including gay and bisexual men, and people who identify as transgender. Oh, goodness, you mean this virus is tracking exclusively with an unnatural sexual activity that individuals who decide to partake fully in wanton hedonism and practicing that actively promiscuously? Mm-hmm. Pray tell, CNN, how does monkeypox spread? Close contact with infected individual is required for the spread of the monkeypox virus, experts say. Can you be more specific? No.
Yeah. So it's funny you bring this up because here's my response to the you're a bigot. If you dare suggest that they stop an activity. Those same individuals who now want their freedom, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were willing to take away my freedom,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wanted and did try to take my freedom,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My liberty,
mm-hmm.
For daring to suggest that the vaccine didn't work. Now, I have a question for you, Pat. Does the monkeypox vaccination work?
I have no idea, but I'm thinking on the lines of no.
It halfway works because it's really just a modified smallpox vaccination. Now, not saying that I'm not over here saying get the monkeypox vaccination or you're a bad human being.
Right.
But these are the a-holes that for the last 2 years told me I was an awful human being for wanting to follow actual science, right? And mm-hmm. not do something to my own body. But also the people who shut everything down for the past 2 years, right? This is the exact crowd, the ultra liberal left wing LGBTQ mafia, if you will. These are the same people for the last 2 years. Lock everything down. Do this, do that, do that. Do this, do that, do this, do that. To the rest of society, right? The rest of society must sacrifice so that we can get back to normal. Hint, there is no normal anymore.
No.
These are the same people that told us to sacrifice, right? Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. But when there is something that is exclusively to their own community that can sacrifice for a small modicum of time in which we could contain and kill off the spread of this virus.
Mm-hmm.
They're unwilling to do it, but the rest of the society must sacrifice at the altar of them over the last 2 years. Go to hell. We were talking about this actually at a dinner with some friends last night, and somebody brought this up. What would we do? What do we do with people who have infectious diseases like Ebola? We know that if this was brought up because while Ebola is an extreme version, right? Because likely if you get it, you die unless you catch it really fast, right?
Right.
What do? We isolate it so that the virus dies with the individuals who have it. Even in Africa, quarantine, no travel, no nothing to do what? To avoid the people who have it from spreading it further, because the virus does what? It dies with the host. As almost every virus does. Why does a virus jump from person to person? Because the virus, in order to stay alive, needs a new host. That's right. Why. And these people, we know that it can spread amongst anybody. That's true. It can. But it must come from intimate, close contact. And that usually only happens between sexual partners or between intimate family members, right? Who might kiss on the cheek or, you know, hugging all the time or whatever have you, right? Or close personal friends. Once it jumped into a massive group of people in Europe and it happened to be that crowd, it would be the same thing that I would say about this. If you are somebody who likes to attend any sort of swingers club or whatever, right? Now would be a good time to stop for a little while. Just stop. Just stop. Because what happens to a virus when it can't jump a host? It dies.
But Andrew, this is a national emergency, and it's one that is sure to grip all of our lives.
No.
Stay inside, shut grandma up in your home, lock the kids out of school, and cordon off the garden section of Walmart, because this virus is coming.
Do you know how many people have this in the state of Illinois, by the way, Pat?
Maybe one.
53. And it's somehow an emergency? 53 bleeping people?
And then how many have died?
None.
Yeah.
Now, I think three might have died nationally, but not from this. I think it's because of complications that again, comorbidities, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That dastardly word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this drives me batshit crazy. These are the same a-holes for the past 2 years who told us sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. How dare you not sacrifice? Now, on the flip side, what about, well, you didn't sacrifice. Oh, no, 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 no. I definitely was forced to sacrifice, right?
Yes.
All of us were, especially if you lived in a place like Chicago. You spent the vast majority of 2021 attempting to tell me I can't go anywhere, do anything, be around people if I didn't have a vaccination card, right? Couldn't go to a restaurant, couldn't go to an event, couldn't go to a concert, couldn't go there, couldn't do this, couldn't do that. You were trying to shame me into doing something that was not going to make a difference. This is the difference in that. We are asking you to stop doing something. Stop having an act that causes a spread of this disease on a massive scale within your own community for the protection of the rest of us. This isn't like the AIDS epidemic where we knew nothing about the actual virus. And I've seen that talk. This is about us being able to understand how this thing is spread, where it spreads, who it's infecting. And you're just a bigot for suggesting that we don't have our personal. It's not about personal freedom. Just because you should doesn't mean you just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? The Doc Thompson rule. If you knew that this act would also, I don't know, let's say this person had Ebola and you had intimate encounters with that person. Now, Ebola is not quite spread the same way, let's be honest, but I'm putting it out there because it's a rather infectious and deadly disease. It's really dangerous. It's really painful. It's really ugly to go through, right? You're unwilling to personally sacrifice for something that we know how to kill off. You're unwilling to do that. we have no way of killing off COVID. We never have. We never will. I don't know if these two things, we're comparing apples and bananas, right?
Right.
We're not talking about the same thing. We have a disease here that we have the ability to control. And you are unwilling to temporarily sacrifice pleasure for helping stave off what could be a dangerous issue for people if they get it. And we don't have enough of the vaccine being produced right now. So in lieu of the vaccine, what is the thing that you should be doing, right? What thing could you do to make sure that you don't get it? Even if you're saying, well, I would like to enjoy that. Okay, how about you take responsibility for yourself? I'm not even talking about the greater community. You are unwilling to sacrifice temporary pleasure for long-term gain for your own body and your own health. That, my friend, makes you an asshole.
You are also pointing something out here that you are not also asking them to stay home. You're not saying that no. They can't go out and can't go and do things and can't provide for their families and can't. You're not even saying wear a mask or go and get vaccinated. You're not asking them to do those things. You are simply asking them to do one thing and one thing only. Keep it in your pants.
For a little while.
Right.
Oh, 15 days to slow the growth, if you will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't, I mean, we're not even saying like, don't be like, no one is sitting here saying you can't be gay anymore. No one is sitting here saying that. Everyone's just kind of sitting here saying, just keep it in your pants for a couple weeks.
So for instance, that's all we're saying. Here's the thing. If there was a new sexually transmitted disease that, or a new disease or something that hasn't spread between humans before, and the only way that this thing spreads is through sexual action, right? Or close contact, if you will, right?
Mm. Right.
It's very simple. Let's make sure this thing dies out by, I don't know, not engaging in that type of behavior for just a little bit of time. And let's see what happens. You know, that's part of the 15 days to flatten the curve that I didn't necessarily have a problem with because we knew next to nothing about how COVID-19 was actually spread. In fact, we were told that it wasn't an aerosol, right?
Right. That's what we were initially. It was a droplet thing.
It was a droplet thing. No, it's an actually air. So what everything that we were doing originally was bad. It was actually bad for us.
Right. And if monkeypox were spread in a similar fashion and there was nothing we could do about it, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Right. We know exactly how to disengage this virus. And if you are unwilling to make that sacrifice, then screw you and you know the consequences, right? You know the consequences. And I don't want to hear about it. You don't get in line for the vaccination. Nope. You've made a personal decision. And that personal decision, especially as we've talked about before, if you know you have it and you willingly engage in that action, you're an asshole.
Yeah, you're a big, big asshole.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that out of the way, Pat, how about we throw one or two stories into the fryer? How's that sound?
Sounds good. Do you want to also crown a new Richer of the Week?
Sure. Why don't we do that first?
Yeah.
All right. Who are the nominees by chance?
Richard of the Week nominees are going to be Whoopi Goldberg for suggesting the God supports killing unborn babies.
Yeah, I saw that.
We also have Fauci or Lord.
No, it's Savior. The science trademark. It's our Lord, Savior, President, Dr. Anthony.
Is that what we're going with? The science trademark?
No. It's the science trademark. Lord, President, Savior.
Gotcha.
Lord, Savior, President, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Gotcha. So we just added that on.
He's not just the science. He is also omnipresent.
Okay.
And omnipotent. And impotent. But hey.
We're also going to go with Alex Jones. I don't know that we've ever nominated him before. Now that I think about it.
Because I don't tend to care. But the suggestion that, first of all, he lost a lawsuit against from the Sandy Hook parents, right? $4.1 million worth of a loss, by the way, in civil court. And then he decides, well, we're going to appeal this. Mm-hmm. And he made a grave mistake on air.
Of course he did.
Yeah, grave mistake. But we need to appeal.
Mm-hmm.
No, suggesting that this was a false flag hoax operation, that six-year-old individuals were being used by the FBI and CIA to do some whatever. No, dude, you're an ass.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
And then our final nominee has to be Vladimir Putin for his war crimes in Ukraine. Anyway. Who do you think our winner should be this week?
Can you give me the four again?
Putin, Whoopi, Fauci, Alex Jones.
I got to go with Whoopi Goldberg on this one.
We're in agreement.
Yeah, I got to go with that. The suggestion, and it's not just the suggestion that God would be in favor of this. It is her utter misunderstanding of Christianity on any level in this segment, and I just refuse to play it. Again, we've talked about the Church of Me, right, Pat, and right. How the spirit of the age, the I Wanna Society, is alive and well in the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a more prime example than what Whoopi Goldberg put down the other day when Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on the program. I really can't, because she literally talked about not just a personal relationship with God, but that God would want you to make personal choices on every matter, and he would be okay with your choices because prayer. No, that is not how that works. That's not how any of this works. Not at all. Now, prayer about difficult choices in your life is one thing, right?
Right.
Praying about, do you want to date somebody anymore, or, you know, this or that, right? Those types of personal decisions in life, that is different than, do I take another life? No. So if you prayed about murdering somebody and somehow that prayer came up, murder that individual, it's totally cool. No.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not talking about this from a abortion is murder. I'm talking about there are things that are right and wrong. There's truth. And then there's wrong. And you don't get to my truth in the church. It doesn't work that way. There is just one truth. Oh, yeah. Just go look it up for yourself if you haven't seen it already. But the insinuation is that God would be cool with abortion because God is cool with you making personal decisions on everything. And as long as you prayed about it and you came to that conclusion, you're okay. No.
If that choice violates the commandments, I promise you.
Promise he's you, not okay with it. Promise you that ain't going to happen. Now, with that having been said, it is time for us to do the fryer. All right, Pat, do you have a couple of headlines that we can throw into the fryer?
Oh, I sure do. I sure do. Speaking of God and religion, if you will, Scientists just created the first synthetic embryo without sperm or egg, in case you are wondering if Jesus needs to return soon.
Say what?
Yeah, they created a synthetic embryo, which they didn't need an egg or sperm to do it. Apparently, we're in a quest to become gods. They created a synthetic, and it was specifically a mouse embryo, by the way, that they created, which kind of opens the door to grow organisms without mommies and daddies.
This is actually something I kind of hinted at the other day, Pat, when I was talking to you about the documentary I'd watched on Discovery Plus. By the way, that documentary is called Almost Human. I highly suggest you watch it because it talks about this very thing. And maybe we can deep dive on this another day, but let's just say this. Scientists today actually seem to believe that it's not just the matter of like not perfecting humanity, but they're actually willing to use other parts of God's creation. Okay. Yep. They're willing to use them as hosts for organs and parts of a human being, so that when your part begins to break down, you can just replace it. And then we're going to elongate human life. I have a very large problem with that being anywhere near ethical. These are also, correct, God's creation. The suggestion that pigs or rats or mice or anybody, any sort of animal, is here for our own pleasure, our own life, is batshit crazy. The suggestion that, well, it is okay because they don't have the frontal cortex that we do. Are you crapping me with that? The idea that who cares if we use a pig? So you're going to get a pig, Pat, and I'll get a pig, and we'll be able to grow our own livers and our own hearts and our own thing inside of a living being that is God's other creations.
Mm-hmm.
What?
By the way, I included this story because you mentioned Almost Human yesterday.
Please, people, I highly suggest that you watch it, because it is some of the most bat nuts crazy bioethicists of today. And then we also learn the history of us as human beings attempting to create literally man, bear, pig almost, but in chimp human form. Like the joke that is man, bear, pig on South Park has actually been something we've been trying to do for a very long time. For a very long time, and I mean like over 100 years long. And it brings up something that we're going to be working on after Reviving Liberty. Just stay tuned. We're going to have a very interesting, not deep dive Thursday, but it's kind of a offshoot of that. But just be prepared is all I'm going to say. Just be prepared, because there's some exposing that needs to happen and some understanding that needs to happen. But this is just, we'll just use mice and pigs and grow human organs to replace the organs when they go bad. It's totally cool. Don't worry about it. They're just animals. From the same people who, by the way, save the whale, right?
Right. Speaking of those kinds of people and speaking of organs, federal judge rules Medicaid must cover trans surgeries for men and women who want healthy organs removed from their bodies.
Yeah, that's right. Taxpayers, you get to pay for that. And on that note, Pat, your final thoughts.
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And make sure, if you want to prevent the monkeypox from infecting you, just simply try no acetol.
Yes, try no acetone. And on that note, please be smart, be safe, be kind, have yourselves a great weekend, and as always, Matthew 547.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.